Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report right now as we bring in Pete Hupp from Best Dam Guiding Service. And we've got, Pete, we're talking to you today actually out on a lake, right?
Yeah, I'm in the Madison Chain, and it's been a pretty decent bite on all the lakes down here. I've tried them all this week. I've tried them all and done pretty well. And other than that, I hear Fox Lake is producing some good crappie and occasionally walleyes and pike. And Beaver Dam, a few more fish have started biting out there.
How where you're at out in Madison, how thick is the ice?
Still 10 to a foot here of pretty good ice. It's going to get pretty warm today, chance of rain and wind. Those three things are always not good. So if it makes it through today, I think we'll be all right here for the upcoming week here, because we're going to have some nice low temps and at least down to 20-ish. And that'll you won't make ice fast by any means, but it will, I think, gradually start making some ice.
Now, please let me know if you catch a fish while we're talking, okay?
Okay. All right. I kind of stopped jigging, but.
Oh, no, that's a wrong. You see something? I got you. So, hey, Winnebago as well. There's lots of stuff going on in Winnebago. What have you heard from over there?
Well, there is open water on that northeast corner from Oshkosh towards Nina. But other than that, on the west side, the ice has been holding up pretty good. There's a couple active cracks, one of which I saw was probably 10 feet wide and had just skimmed over the other day. So if you're out there fishing, definitely pay attention to that, because it could break and move at any given time. Perch bite was good, but it's kind of a day-to-day thing. And now the eel pollet or burbot, they're starting to spawn, and they're real good eating. I had some last week, and you can catch a lot of them. There's no possession limit on those, and it's just something a little different to try. But yeah, they are good eating.
What are they comparable? How are all those comparable to something? You mentioned the good eating. Do they taste like anything else, or do they have their own unique flavor?
They taste like crab or lobster, and they have the consistency of that. And they're actually in the cod family. It's in the past, like 5 years, you hear more and more about it. People catching and keeping them. They're very good.
What do you use to fish those?
Plastics, like big tube plastics like you would for bass, because when they're spawning, they'll come in and basically try to get it out of that nest area or where they're spawning, and the males will actually come in. They'll form a ball, like a 4-foot by 4-foot ball, and you might have 30, 40 fish just balled up like that around one female. And it's something I guess you can sight fish them. I've never done that, so I'm gonna be out there this weekend checking that out again.
Oh, and we need the ice to firm up a little bit for sturgeon spearing, which gets going this weekend as well. Obviously, there's people, kind of disappointed it's not going to maybe be full bore this year.
Yes, yep, in them northern lakes, people that had to wait, 10 years to draw a tag are not very happy. But I know guys that are taking their airboats out and taking people out. I had thought about doing that, but I've got plenty of guide trips, so staying busy with that. And I think the ice will hold up for it, but not the way it should.
Tell us about Best Dam Guiding Service.
If you'd like to book a trip, call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff for Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, thanks for the time, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Wade.
Let's head down to the Madison Chain right now and bring in the top guy when it comes to fishing conditions in the Madison area, Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, from what I understand, there's, even though we've had some warmer weather, people are still getting out there fishing?
That's right. I've been pretty surprised at how well the ice has held on around town. Of course, we had a bit of a warm up here Thursday, but things have kind of held on decently, and folks are still getting out on the ice. You might have to walk across a board in a couple spots to get across, a little bit of open water by the shorelines, but folks are still getting out and then still getting fish around town.
What are they catching around town? I think I saw something on your Facebook page where somebody got a lot of gills.
That's right. Yeah, quite a few folks. I mean, most of the water that's fishable right now is shallow water, so shallow bays, and so that means generally quite a lot of panfish. So a lot of bluegills getting caught around town. Cherokee Marsh up here on the north side. Of course, Monona Bay and the Triangles have been good, and Lake Farm area on Lake Wabisa. They've all been getting good bluegills in there, and you know, folks running tip-ups too are getting fish as well.
So on the Madison chain, I know we've had temps into the 40s and you know, supposed to be in the 50s at some point, but when the overnight lows do get into, even if it's the mid-20s, how does that help the ice?
Well, it actually works out pretty great. This last week, for instance, you know, we had temps in the 40s several days, but what we didn't have was a lot of sun. So if you get a 40-degree day with a lot of sun, that can do a lot of damage to the ice. But when it gets down to the mid-20s at night, it kind of firms things up overnight. And then things really don't get to that 40-degree temperature till about between noon and 2 in the afternoon, and then it starts to cool back down. So the ice has been able to hold on pretty well. And, you know, it looks like this next week ahead, things are going to start cooling down. And by next weekend, you know, after Valentine's Day there, they're talking about normal winter temps. So I'm optimistic the ice is going to hold on through February.
Well, Pat, if somebody wants to get that significant other who's an outdoorsman something for Valentine's Day, DNS Bait and Tackle, you probably have something in there that'll spark their interest, right?
Yeah, we've got everything anybody needs to get out on the water or the ice. And, you know, if somebody is looking for a gift for somebody else, maybe doesn't know that much about fishing, we're happy to point them in the right direction. And, of course, we have gift cards here, too.
Tell us where DNS Bait and Tackle is located.
We're at 1411 Northport Drive, right at the corner of Northport and Troy Drives. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch, and a quick jog off the interstate for anybody that's coming through town. So swing by and we'll get you set up.
And Pat, tell us about your Facebook page and your extended fishing update that you do every week.
Yeah, we have a Facebook and Instagram presence, also a YouTube channel where we post our weekly fishing report if folks want the latest news on the ice conditions around town, and that's at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. You can find that across all social media channels.
Pat, have yourself a great week, and hopefully we talk about some ice firming up, and we have a big weekend of fishing. Thanks.
That's right. Thanks so much, Wade.
Let's turn our attention to fishtails in Fox Lake right now and bring in Dave, our expert from that region. Dave, you said it's been pretty busy out by you this week?
Yeah, it has, actually. You know, people are literally the warm weather that's going to come in the next couple of days, but up until now, it's solid. I mean, we have good ice. It's safe to walk everywhere. There are a few guys still using wheelers. I don't ever recommend that, but the fishing has been tremendous. Got a good crappie bite going on out in the basin. Guys that are tip-up fishing are catching nice walleyes and pike and some bass, too. But, yeah, it's been good, not just here. All the local lakes have been pretty much on fire.
And with so, you know, temperatures have been warmer, but we haven't had a lot of sunshine. That's kind of helped with temps getting down into the 20s at night.
Right. I've gone the last 3 days, and the ice has not changed one bit. If anything, it's gotten better. I had to rechip my holes each morning, so, you know, we aren't losing anything. Now, you know, today and tomorrow is a different thing, but I really don't believe we're going to lose a lot. And next week it's supposed to get cold again, and I think we'll be fine.
All right. If people want to stop out the fishtails, obviously in that neck of the woods, need bait or need anything, any kind of information, to tell us where you're located and when you're open.
All right. Well, we're open 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 6 to 5 on Sunday. And we're right downtown Fox Lake, right by the river. You can't miss us.
Anything else people need to know about your region right now, Dave, before I let you go?
Not really, but we're full of bait and everything, and if you can pass these couple days, I think it'll be just fine.
Thank you, sir, and we'll chat next week.
All right, thank you.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2024 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as you bring in Rick Wentland, our resident outdoorsman. Rick, it's talking to a lot of the people across the region, and despite warmer temperatures during the day, fishing's been pretty good and the ice has been solid from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, the ice has been solid. You know, some of the shorelines are starting to break up a little bit. I know a couple lakes, you got to get a plank to get on it on a few of them, but there's like 2, 3, 4 inches of slushy ice and like 8 inches of good ice underneath it when you get out. And the ice is good. And, you know, after today with the 40 degrees and the rain and the wind, I hope it stays up. But surprisingly, it's pretty good. I mean, a lot of guys are walking only. I've seen very little ATV traffic, but the ice is good.
Are you a big ATV guy out on the lake? And what does it take for you to get out there? And what will it take for you to say, hey, I'm leaving it in the shed?
Well, you know, especially like on Fox Lake, if I notice everybody's walking and there's no ATVs, I mean, I own an ATV, and if I can get out with there, it makes life a lot simpler and a lot easier. But, you know, with some of the shorelines breaking up, sometimes you can't get your ATV to the ice, but it'd be nice. But otherwise, I'll take my ATV, and, you know, unfortunately, I've only seen one vehicle on Fox Lake all year, and a lot of these other lakes, nobody's driving on. But ATV traffic has been good up until a couple of days ago. But, you know, the fish are biting a lot of local lakes. The pan fishing is insane. The walleye bite has been really good out here on Fox Lake. And a lot of the pike bite's been good on a lot of area lakes as well.
Now, you said you want to take an ATV, but don't you want the exercise to walk out to your spots?
Well, I do, because as we're talking right now, I'm at cardio rehab working out here in Waupun Hospital, and I need all the cardio I can get. It is a good workout. And especially, you know, when the ice is a little slushy and you need some cleats, it's a good workout, no doubt.
Well, when it comes to Raw Bass Customs, you're fine lures that are definitely to get people their limit. I know there's some opportunities in local bait shops for people to find them. Tell us where and tell us about the show you're going to be doing here at the end of the month.
The Madison Expo Fishing Show is the last weekend of the month, 23rd, 24th, 25th on the Alliance Center Madison. It's the biggest fishing show in the state of Wisconsin. There's like 300 some exhibitors, and they get like 10,000 people through there in like 3 days. So it's if you've never been to it, or if you go to it every year, it's a great show. Locally, there's a few left here at Fishtails here in Fox Lake, M&M Sporting Goods, Tackle It in Portage. You know, it'd be about another month. They'll all be doing their restocks for summer stuff. So we're going to get the ball rolling here pretty soon.
So when you go to a show, how much stuff do you bring along with you?
Right now I'm bringing about 7,000 lures to the Madison Expo show.
All painted by yourself? Painted,
yep, by yours truly. And it's a 6-month deal. I mean, you just don't paint that many lures overnight. I've joined in with Drastic Plastic. He's a big plastic maker for walleyes and bass. And we have a booth together, but we have, shirts and hats, sweatshirts, and this year we're going to be selling some fishing rods and some reels and all kinds of stuff.
Sounds good. Rick, I appreciate you giving us some time. Get back to your workout, and we'll talk next week.
All right, Wade. Sounds good.
This is the ESPN Outdoors Report. I am Wade Bates, and it's just a shame that a lot of these fisheries are being altered or flat out canceled this year because of the weather. But there is an event coming up on Saturday, February 24th, at the Beaver Dam Conservationist Club, the 11th annual Beat the Winter Blues Fun Day, with proceeds to benefit the Conservationists Scholarship Fund. Saturday, February 24th, that's on Highway G, just outside of Beaver Dam. Now, there's lots of cool things going on. The Bunny Hunt is a two-man teams event with a 3-rabbit limit. Wisconsin DNR regulation hours on Saturday, 2/24/24. Teams will check in. Time starts at 11 a.m. and closes at 1 p.m. Hunting time closes at noon. Now, rabbits need to be cleaned in the field with head and feet left on. No cleaning stations this year. Rabbits going to be weighed at the time of the check-in. Payments are based on the total weight. Oh, some other stuff going on as well. First of all, the entry fee is $25 per two-man team. The deadline to entry is February 21st, based on number of teams again, is going to be the payouts. There's going to be an Annie Oakley at 3 o'clock as well. Food starting at noon. You can also purchase beer, soda, water, and shells at the club. There's a chicken shoot, I should say, at 1 o'clock until whatever. Meat varieties as prizes. Shoot single or five-man squads, $5 per shooter per squad. to sign up, stop out to the Beaver Dam Conservationist Club again at Highway G, just outside of town on the way to Randolph. If you have any questions, a couple of phone numbers. You can call Jim at 210-3811. That's 920-210-3811. Or call Dick at 920-382-4141. It's a Dick at 920-382-4141. Again, the Bunny Hunt with the Beaver Dam Conservationists, the 11th annual event. You can beat the Winter Blues Fun Day, Saturday, February 24th. It should be a great time.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.